If I think evil about others, they will imagine evil about me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. If I think evil about others, they will imagine evil about me. I have a charisma that shines out from me for miles and miles. Everyone does. And this charisma is a very powerful charisma. It's a very powerful attitude that everyone recognizes for just what it is. This charisma is me. Now, I cannot have one thought that is not carried out in this charisma. Every thought I think is dramatically and beautifully flowing forth from me in the charisma that I am, in the thought feeling that I am, in the attitude that I am. The whole world knows exactly what I'm thinking all of the time. The whole world knows exactly what I am in my attitude about myself all the time. The whole world is constantly alert and aware of who I am at all times. Now, if I ever allow myself to have a thought of unkindness or unhappiness about another person, that jumps into the charisma of my being and it shines forth like a mirror, like a bright light, like a dominant experience that is so powerful and so magical, really, that all the world knows it. If I'm happy, all the world knows. All the world loves a lover. That's what we say, you know. All the world loves a lover. Well, can I afford ever to have an unhappy thought about another person? Can I afford ever to feel unkindly about another person? Can I ever afford to have in my consciousness any attitude that I do not want to experience in my life? Now, I may be experiencing something in my life that is not happy, and if I am going to concentrate on that, if I'm going to dwell upon it, if I'm going to empower it, it is going to grow and grow and grow and grow and be just more and more dramatic in my world. I can, at any moment, change my attitude, change my thought, change my thinking, change my direction of the way that the world about me is going. I look about me and I see people who are unhappy. I see people who are sad. I see people who are mad. I see people who are angry. And that's just the way I am. Oh, but I'm not. I'm a nice person. I'm a happy person. If I can at any moment see unhappiness, sadness, anger, hatred, anything like that in my world, then that's what I am. If I at any moment see happiness, joy, peace, harmony, love, truth, health, wholeness, abundance in my world, then that is exactly what I am. For the world is a reflection of me. And you say, no, it can't be. There are wars. There are people that are having problems. There are illnesses and diseases. There are... No, no, no. That's not for me. Well, then, stop thinking about it. Start thinking about wholeness. Start thinking about a world filled with wholeness, of people who are whole and perfect. Oh, yes, that would be kind of an interesting experience, wouldn't it? Be kind of going against the experience that we've been doing. We've been looking at the world and seeing the appearance, the illusion that it is. Well, let's change that. If I think evil about others, they will imagine evil about me. And they will imagine it because I have the evil thought in my mind. They will think I am capable of entertaining evil in my life. Now, that is something that is so far from my thought, from my love, from my being. I look at all the world and I see it Pollyannish. I see it loving, joyous. I see it beautiful. I see it uplifting. I see it fulfilling. I see it wonderful. And all the world looks at me that way. Isn't that a nice person? They always have a smile on their face. Isn't that a nice person? They're always saying nice things about other people. Isn't that a nice person? They're always thinking about the positive way in life. Isn't that a nice person? Wouldn't it be nice to have everyone say about us, are we not a nice person? Yes. Well, to be a nice person, to be thought of as a nice person, you, I, have to think happy, nice thoughts. I have to think thoughts of peace and thoughts of love and thoughts of joy and thoughts of right action. And when I think these thoughts, then these are the experiences of my life. Because I cannot create in my world anything I have not already created in my world. If I create in my world happiness and joy, and I go around smiling at everybody, and I find good in everybody, and I tell everybody how wonderful they are, I tell everybody all the good things I can see about them, and I don't even have to look too far, because they're my reflection, and my reflection is very good. Now, am I willing to do this? Am I willing to do this? If I think evil about others, they will imagine evil about me. If I think good about others, they will imagine good about me. Isn't that interesting? They will imagine good about me. Now, the only time anyone imagines evil about me is when I allow myself to dwell on an evil thought. If someone says to you, did you take that pencil off the table? And you feel that you could have, you might have, are they blaming me? Are they saying I did it? Well, the minute you say, are they saying I did it? Are they blaming me? You are blaming yourself. You are seeing yourself as having the capacity to take something that doesn't belong to you. Now, if you have the capacity to do that, then that is in your mental makeup, and that is what people believe about you. Now, if you don't have the capacity to take it, no one is ever going to even ask you, did you take the pencil from the table? Because they will know that you did not take the pencil from the table. They will know you did not do it. Not that you didn't have the capacity to do it, but you did not do it because that's not in your thinking. Now, if you change your thinking to starting to determine who else might have taken it, how it might have gone, where it might be, it's none of your business. The pencil that is on the table and the pencil that is not on the table is none of your business. It may be your business if you say, I would like to use the pencil. I would like to have the pencil for some purpose or other. Well, then that's fine. Well, then you're putting yourself into a relationship with the pencil. Now, you don't need to be in a relationship with the pencil. You can have your own pencils. You don't need to be in a relationship with someone else's unhappiness. You can have your own unhappiness. Ah! You don't have to be in a relationship to somebody else's good. You can have your own good. Oh! Well, now, what do you mean by that? Well, I do not look around the world and say, oh, everybody's got everything, everybody's so happy, everybody's got all these things, I wish I had. If I ever wish for anything, it means I haven't got it. And if I ever wish for anything, I am wishing for something that somebody else has. If I ever wish for something, I am silly because I already have it. In the allness, in the universal allness, in the reality of life, all exists for me, right now, right here, right where I am. Now, you say, well, the appearance isn't there. That's right. We said, if I think evil about others, they will imagine evil about me. If I think good about me, people will imagine good about me. If I think abundance about me, people will imagine abundance about me. If I imagine health about me, people will imagine health about me. Ooh, doesn't that sound wonderful? That sounds just almost too good to be true. But it is wonderful, isn't it? If whatever I imagine, whatever I think, whatever I have in my attitude about myself is what the world is going to imagine about me. Can you imagine how your mother is going to feel when you bring her that box of candy and say, Mom, I love you? And she'll say, Oh, you're a sweetheart. It's Mother's Day and you remembered, did you? Oh, you're so nice. Just my birthday and you remembered. And, hey, it's nothing. What is this? Why are you giving me the candy? It's nothing. Because I love you. Well, that's a good reason. I accept. I accept. And you see, we create our mother readily accepting from us gifts at any time or love at any time or sharing at any time without, with or without a reason, with or without a birthday or with or without an anniversary or Mother's Day, with or without anything. It doesn't matter. We are always love. I am always love. I am always peace. I am always goodness. I am always joy. I am always everything that makes me happy. The charisma that I send out from her barley is a charisma of peace, power, and plenty, joy, fantastic qualities of love, unconditional love. And everybody in my world, everybody who receives my charisma, and there's a lot of people who receive my charisma that I'll never even know about, because my charisma blankets the area around me. It blankets my world. It blankets it without any condition. It's just an unconditionally lovingness. And as I do this, everyone will imagine about me whatever it is I imagine about myself. I had a thought go through my mind of having a lovely new car. I'd like to have a car that is electric and gas. I'd like to have a car that can do all sorts of things, that has good performance to it. I'd like to have a car that, oh, just all sorts of wonderful things. And then I just speak my word, and I now have that car. And all the forces in the universe, all the attitudes in the universe, all the vibrations in the universe, all the energy in the universe is put to work on bringing forth that car into demonstration in my life, because I live right now as though I have it. I live right now as though I have perfect health. I live right now as though I'm surrounded by beautiful friends. I live right now as though all is in divine order in my world. And it is. Oh, yes. We want to pray about other people. And as we pray about other people, we want to see what they want and see how they like life. If at every moment, at every turn in our life, we will do everything for ourselves, we will love ourselves for ourselves, then that's the way we will be toward others. If every day we live in abundance, that's the way we see others. If every day we live in a harmonious world where everyone in our world is just the most supercalifragilisticexpialidocious being in the universe, then that's the way it is. For all the world imagines us exactly as we see ourselves. All the world imagines us exactly as we know who we are. And there's nobody else in this world, nobody else that makes any difference, except our thought about ourselves. My world is a reflection of my thought about myself. And I live in unconditional love. I do. I live in peace. Oh my, yes. I live in joy. I live in happiness. I live in goodness. And I sparkle this out wherever I am, and it reflects back into my world whatever I have sparkled out. And life is good and wonderful and fantastic and joyous, because that's exactly the way I expressed myself. Oh, how wonderful it is to be me. How wonderful it is for you to be you. And the more I delight in being me, the more my world will delight in having me in its presence. The more I delight in the good health of the world, the happiness of the world, the harmony of the world, the peace of the world, the more the world will have me the center of its unconditional love, the center of its joy, the center of its wholeness, the center of its allness. That's what life's all about. And I'm ready for that. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to say, I think good about others, and they imagine good about me? Now, it's not that I think good about others because I want them to imagine good about me, but it's because I think good about me, therefore I think good about others, therefore all of this circle is all good and very good. Have a good day, and know that the Absolute Philosopher sends you on your way saying, you're great, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, I love you, I love you, I love you.